thought maybe I'll go through the dinim of Nisias Kafayim. Midin Atorah, there is no difference between Yom Tov and the other days of the year. The obligation to Duchen is every day of the year. The Pasuk in Chumash doesn't say that you only Duchen on Yom Tov. In Atorah you have to Duchen all the time. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that it's a minik from the days of the Bali Atesis that the Kohanim who Duchen, the Pasuk says, Tovayin Hu Yivarech. The one who gives the bracha is only if he's in a good mood and he has a good heart. So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that since people are so fayokt all year long, running around for parnos, they're not in such a happy mood, even on Shabbos, even though Shabbos they're a little relaxed. They're still fayokt, so they're not really in such a happy mood that they should give a bracha. And on Yom Tov, we assume that the Kohanim will be in a happier mood, so they'll be able to give the bracha with a Torah sign. But they mevatel the mitzvah. They mevatel the mitzvah of duchening every day. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch explains that the mitzvah and Torah to duchen only applies if we request of the Kohanim to duchen. Kozman, you don't ask the Kohanim to duchen, so they're not mechuyev to duchen. So we don't ask them. So all year long, we don't ask the Kohanim to duchen. Where does this idea come from, that the obligation to duchen is only on the condition that we request of them to duchen? Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Nasa, that's the Parshas HaShavua, next week. And Eretz Yisrael this week. Because there's no Yom Tov Sheni of Shavua. So this coming Shabbos is going to be Nasa. And by us, we have Yom Tov Sheni, so we lay in a Yom Tov Dikri Kriya on Shabbos. So by us, we're going to have Nasa next Shabbos. So in Parshas Nasa, you have the Dinim of Duchenim. So the Pasuk says, Kosev Ochaz B'nei Yisrael, Amor Lohem. So the simple pshat is, Kosev Ochaz B'nei Yisrael, the Kohanim should give the bracha. Amar Lahem, the Kohanim should say to the Bnei Yisrael. So the Targum Unkel is teaches the pasuk differently based on the Gemara. Kosev Ochaz Bnei Yisrael, Amar Lahem means the Yisraelim should request of the Kohanim that they should duchen. When we will request of the Kohanim that they should duchen, that's how it says in the Targum Unkel is Kad Teimur Lahon. Kosev Ochaz Bnei Yisrael, Amar Lahem, it says Kad Teimur Lahon. When we ask of them that they should, when we request of them that they should duchen, then they're obligated to duchen. So that's our practice all week long, all year long. We don't ask the Kohanim for a bracha, so they're not mechuyev to give the bracha. On Yom Tov, we ask them to duchen, so then they're mechuyev to duchen.
Yeah,
in Eretz Yisrael, the practice, the whole practice is a pella. The whole practice is, yeah, they don't work so hard. Yeah, they take it easy. Yeah. They're not so far yoked in Eretz Yisrael. They're not so much, they don't make so much money anyway. So. They do it every day, yeah.
They know that they're going to ask him because they prepared for the sake of honor.
They have the mitzvah of doing this use of time. They know they're doing the right thing. We are the ones that have the problem, but we don't.
Yeah. It's a big problem why we have this practice. It's a big problem. So they quote that the Vilna Gaon wanted to institute that they should duchen every day, and he made up his mind, we're going to start duchening this day, and then a sreifa broke out, and if something happened, then he couldn't duchen. And so too in Frankfurt, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, Rav Nos Nadler, was also interested. He also used to do things very differently from everybody else. He also wanted to institute duchening. Also something happened min HaShamayim, and it turned out that he wasn't able to duchen. So the Achreinim took it as a simon that we shouldn't shepherd the minig Ashkenaz, that we don't duchen every day. So that's why by the Ashkenazim they left it like that. But by the Svarim day in Eretz Yisrael, they have the minig Agroi. Even though the Agroi himself didn't succeed in doing it, because that was min HaShamayim and Ikruv came up. But in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the minhagim are from the Agroi. So the Agroi recommended to follow the Mechaber, to duchen every day. That's the more correct practice.
Every day,
which
one wanted to be put
that
they also
stopped. Yeah. And also, if we duchen already here Yom Tov, how can we duchen only by Musaf and not by Shachas also?
Right. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they say that Shachas he daven every day of the week, so that's not different, even though it's a different Shmon Esrei. Yeah. But since the Tvila Shachas you duchen all week long and all year long, so it won't be noticeable that it's a yontif dik, it's connected with the yontif. Musaf is only unique to yontif, even though he daven musaf on Shabbos also, on Shabbos we don't duchen.
Yeah.
But since the musaf dik is Shmon Esrei, that's what they say, yontif with fayokt also.
Shabbos.
Some have the practice, Shabbos. Yeah, Shabbos with fayokt also. No, Some have the practice that on Yom Tov, when you duchen already, say duchen shachris and musaf. That's how they do in Broyes. They duchen shachris and musaf. But in Shulchan Aruch, they duchen every day. But in the Ramos says the minig is that by the Ashkenazim, and most leaving out the Frankfurt, they have their own minhagim. But by the Ashkenazim, where they don't duchen every day, they only duchen on Yom Tov, so they reserve the duchening only for musaf, which is noticeable that it's a yontif dikah davening, because the shachris dikah davening is shared in common with every day of the year. It's a strange practice, but that's the meaning, that we don't duchen every day. The pashtus is that duchening is a mitzvah min ha-teretz in the parshas ha-shavua, so it's taken chumash. So in the very beginning of the Mishnah Brura, he has a discussion, maybe the duchening is only mid-rabbanan. How could duchening only be mid-rabbanan? Because there is a gemara in Soito, where the Gemara says, based on a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, that duchening can only be done at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonis Tzibur. So it's only shaykh in the Beis Hamikdash, outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Afilu bizman she'Beis Hamikdash hayakayam, where's Hakrovas Karbonis Tzibur is only the Beis Hamikdash. The Mishnayis described, the Mishnayis and Tamid, and the Mishnayis and Tamid described, when they finished Hakrovas HaTamid every day, then the Kohanim went to duchen. And that's what the Gemara in Soito learns out from a pasuk, that the pasuk is in Parshas Tzav.
In Shalom Post, that's the same. That's how you commentate
it. In Shalom Post, that's the same. Maybe that's what the Buddha says. Right. That's what the Achrayim say, right. So Rabbi Yankif Emden writes like this. Rabbi Yankif Emden is some other Achrayim right. The duchening bizman hazeh is only mid the Rabban and it cannot be min ha-Torah. And even bizman she beis hamikdash hayakayim, the duchening can only be min ha-Torah in the beis hamikdash. At the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonis Tzibur, the pasuk in Parshas Tzav says, "Vayis Aaron esyada v'alam vayivorchem." Aaron picked up his hands in the duchen, "Vayered mi'asos hachatos v'ha'ola," and he went down from the mizbeach and he finished doing Hakrovas Karbonis. So the Gemara in Soitan Perikel and Namarim has all the dinim of duchening. So the Gemara says what it means to say is at the, even though the pasuk seems to say fakert, "Vayis Aaron esyada v'alam vayivorchem iduchen." And afterwards, Vayered me'asos achatos v'hoilu. Sounds from the pasuk duchen first. So the Gemara interprets
after Vayered.
After first, at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonis Tzibur, that's when Aaron HaKohen did the duchening, and that's the halacha. You always do the duchening at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonis Tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from Rabbi Yankif Emden. Other Achareim say like that. The duchening today can only be with the Rabbanon. It's not a dimin haTorah. We don't have any Hakrovas Karbonis Tzibur. Then the Mishnah Berurah shows from a Gemara in the end of Chulin that it can't be. He shows from a Sifru and a Gemara Chulin that duchening today is also deraisa. He's right. The Mishnah Berurah is right. It's deraisa. But what do you do? But the Rabbi Yankif Emden is also right. He's right and he's right. So how do you? How can it be? It's a Hanof and a Din that you. How can it be? How can it be? So that's what the Keren Ora writes. That Shtigl Torah, what he just suggested. He says that we say in a Shalma Farm Sosenu. Nishama Farm Sarsenu really means like this. The Rabban Shalom said that Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kaim, you bring the actual Karbonis. Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kaim, speak about the Karbonis, speak about the Karbonis. Recite the Psukim, recite the Mishnayis, and I will consider it as if you had offered the Karbonis. That's the Nishama Farm Sarsenu. But here is another thing. The Keren Ora points out that when we daven Shmon Esrei and you say Ritzei, so we say, "Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Amcha Yisrael b'Tfilas Makadosh Baruch Hu," should accept our prayers as if we had offered a korban. So when a private person davens Tfilah b'Yochid, a Yochid davens, and he says Ritzei, so the Ritzei Ritzui is a technical term that appears in Chumash in connection with Hakrovas Korbanos. V'Nirtzei Lo Lachaparolos. There's always Ritzei Korbanos. The Tzitz is Meratze. Usually in Tanakh, that's what the Baal HaTanya points out in the Geras HaTshuva. That the term Ritzui in Tanakh, most of the time, very rarely, does it appear in Tanakh, this verb, not in connection with Hakrovas HaKorbanos. So in the davening, we use such a lashon, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Amcha Yisrael b'Tfilasim. So we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should accept the tefillas as if we had offered a korban. Because in the Vachad Dikishman Esrei, we say all the brachas amtsois, the middle brachas, and the last brachas, Shema Kaleinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemea Tfila, Kodesh Baruch Hu should listen to the prayers. And then we say, Ritzei Hashem HaKel B'amchi Yisrael B'Tfilasim, listen to the prayers. You just said a whole bracha, listen to the prayers. That's what Shemea Tfila is all about. The verse is right to Ritzei Hashem HaKel B'amchi Yisrael B'Tfilasim. That's a repeat of the same thing, Kodesh Baruch Hu should listen to the prayers. So the difference seems to be, that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the difference seems to be that Shamea tefillah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the prayers. Vitzei means he should accept the tefillahs as if we had offered a korban. And that's how the Karen Arah develops this idea also. Karen Arah is the brother of the Mishkan Es Yankif. So he quotes his brother, he quotes the Mishkan Es Yankif, and he has a whole Arichas on Soita, in the Sefer on Soita on Perek Ela Nemor. So he says, when a Yochid daven Shmona Esrin, he says, Vitzei HaShem HaKeda Ba'am Chisola V'Sfilosom, his prayers are considered as if he had offered a korban Yochid. And when the Chazan repeats the Shmona Esrin, that's Tfilos HaTzibur. And he says, Vitzei, so it's considered as if the Tfilos HaTzibur is converted into a Korban Tzibur. So after the Hakrov is Korban Tzibur, then you're able to duchen min HaTorah. This idea that when offering the prayer would say the Tfilos are accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if they had been Korbanos is a din min HaTorah. It's not stam, it's an idea. It's a din min HaTorah. So when the Chazan repeats the Shmona Esrei, and he says, Ritzei, so Ritzei is asking that the Tfilos HaTzibur should be accepted as a Korban Tzibur. So when the Chazan finishes Ritzei, then the Tfilos HaTzibur is accepted as a Korban Tzibur, so that enables the Kohanim to duchen. So the Karen Arah explains that's why the Gemara has a din, a very strange din. If you don't know this background, it absolutely doesn't make sense at all. There is a din. Kol koin shaloyaka raglo ba'avoido shuvein oyla. Every brach of the Shmona Esrei has a different title. The first brach is called Ovis, second brach is called Gvuris. At the Giba, first brach is called Abbas, Elkeinu Kevaseinu, Elkei Abram, Elkei Sun Gehankev. Second brach is called Gwurz, the third brach is called Kedushas Hashem, and so on. So the brach of Ritzei is called Avoida. Why is it called Avoida? Amar Zeh Shchinosan said, why is it called Avoida? Because we pray that the tefillah should be accepted as if we had offered a korban. That's called Avoida. Avoida means Akrabas Akrabanas. So the Gemara has a din, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Kol Koin, Shaloi Oka Ragla, Ba Avoida. The Kohen has to start walking up to the Duchen, he has to move from his spot, at least in the middle of the Bracha, I would say, or before. Before the Chazan finishes Hamachshir Shchinasa Letzion, before he finishes the Bracha, I would say, the minig by most places is, the minig by the Ashkenazim is, that on a day when you Duchen, so the Chazan changes the Nusach HaBracha, instead of saying Hamachshir Shchinasa Letzion, he says, Shoyz Cholavatcha B'yira Navoy. You say the Serav, yeah.
Sure.
The Serav is another thing. That's a piyut that's added on. You can say the Serav, and you can still say Hamas Lish Kenosel Tzion. These are, huh? Okay.
Right.
Forget. The Kangaroo has a tzit, so he doesn't pick up his hands higher. And in the Migdash, they're not allowed to pick the hands up higher. Yeah. Chutz from Migdash, they may pick up higher if they want, lower, whatever they want. But in Migdash, they're not allowed to pick the hands up higher. Yeah. That's a different thing. Because the Shechina shore on the hands in the Beis HaMikdash. That's another idea. So the Gemara there in Saita has all the dinim of duchening. So the Gemara says the Kohanim have to start moving up. The Chazan says Ritzei, then he says Moedim, and after Moedim, then he says okay, so the Kohen has plenty of time to walk up. He can walk up in the middle of Moedim, he can walk up after the Chazan finishes the Bracha Tov Shum Chol Chonor Lohodes, when the Chazan is saying Lekein okay, Vaseinu, the Kohen can walk up then also. So the Gemara says, no, the Kohen has to already be by the Duchen before the Chazan finishes the Bracha of Ritzei. By us, many times the Bracha is Shos Cholabatcha B'yira Navoy. That's really a problem. That's another problem. The Gemara says in the Beis HaMikdash, Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash, Shoyakim, they used to daven part of the Shmona Esrei. They didn't say the whole Nusach HaShmona Esrei as we have it today. They used to daven parts. So every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to say, offer a bracha in the middle of the Shmona Esrei that the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the strength to continue to be makrif kabbana. Shoyz Cholavatcha B'yira Navar, we should do the Avodah with Yira Shamayim. That's in the Beis HaMikdash, they said. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not doing any Avodah. Avodah is a technical term that means Akrovas HaKabbana is doing other Avodahs. Avodah Hashem, other Avodahs. But technically, Avodah means Akrovas HaKabbana. So we don't say the Bracha, Shoz Cholavatcha B'yira Navar. Now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we offer a Bracha, Hamachzeh Shchinasa Letzion. The Sechazeno Einenu, we should be zeichet to see the Shchina come back. And Hamachzeh Shchinasa Letzion, the Rebbeinu Shalom promised that he's going to return to the Beis Hamikdash. He's going to return the Hashuas HaShchina to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Minhag developed in Ashkenaz that whenever you duchen, we're treating it as if we're in the Beis Hamikdash, because the duchening is really connected with HaKrovas HaKarbonis. And the Minhag developed that whenever we're going to duchen, so we say the Chasim is HaBrach Shos Cholavadcha B'Yiranavah. So the Vilna Goyen had tainus against that. They quoted the Vilna Goyen had tainus why we changed the Nusach HaBracha three times without any authorization. The Gemara tells you when you change the Nusach HaBracha. The Gemara says in Aseres Yemei Teshuva, instead of saying HaKel HaKadosh, you say HaMelech HaKadosh. Instead of saying Melech HaMishpat, instead of saying Melech HaTzadok HaMishpat, you say HaMelech HaMishpat. But the other things that we change, HaMavorech Es HaMisor BaShalom. So in Aseres Yemei Teshuva, you say Oysa HaShalom. So the Vilna Goyen tainus that that's not correct. There was such a nusach, Oysa HaShalom. The Italians always say Oysa HaShalom all year long. And everybody else says, HaMavarach HaSamayisol HaShalom. So the Vilna Goyen says that that's a mistake. That in Aseres and Meitshuva, they say Oysa HaShalom shouldn't change it. Nusach Svartak is that they don't change. Nusach Svartak, they say HaMavarach HaSamayisol HaShalom, even in Aseres and Meitshuva. So the Vilna Goyen said that Nusach Ashkenaz is a mistake. They shouldn't change it. And the same thing by the Duchening, that we change the Nusach instead of saying, HaMachzeh Shchinasa Letzion, we say Shoscha Levadcha B'yir HaNavoy. So the Grot Taina, there's no mocker for the changing of the Nusach HaBrach. What are you making a zecha to the Beis HaMikdosh when they said Shoyos Chalavad Chadir Anab, because it was Avoida? It doesn't say in the Gemara he's supposed to make a zecha HaMikdosh for this. So he says it's not correct. And then the third Taina he had was when you say Piyutim, when you say, on Leil Yontif, Minhag many kilos is that you say Marovis, you add on Piyutim in the middle of Brichas Kriya Shema. So instead of saying Goal Yisrael, so the Hasima was changed to Suri Sova Goalo. So the Vilna Goyen taina that there's no mocker in the Gemara. It's changing. You're not allowed to change the Nusach HaBracha, even if you want to add on Piyutim. Adding on Piyutim is also questionable, whether it's permissible to add on Piyutim. But to change a Nusach HaBracha, that's certainly not right. So these were the Shana de Mabeya, Shetavach HaChamim Brachas, right? So these are the three Brachas that the Vilna Goyen was upset why they changed. Rather in the Nusach, usually, the Gemara has a klal in brachas whenever you have a long bracha. When you say shakal nibud varn a cup of coffee or something, so there's only a bracha. That's all you say, bar pri adam on potatoes, so that's the whole bracha. When you have a bracha that has a long paragraph, so the Gemara says you have to be choyzer me'inyana shal bracha samach lachasima. Before you say brachat Hashem, hamachzeh shchinasa letzion, so you have to say something that's going to relate to that chasima. So normally we say, v'sechazeinu einenu b'shuvcha letzion berachamim, you should all be zeichet to see the Shechina come back. Baruch Atah Hashem, you promised Hamachzeh Shechinasa Letzion, you promised you're going to bring back the Shechina. So we say, Samach Lachasima Miyena Chasima, right before the Chasima. So if you follow the Nusach of the Vilna Goyen that you shouldn't change on Yom Tov, even when you're duchening, you say Hamachzeh Shechinasa Letzion, so you say the Nusach the same, v'sechazeinu einenu b'shuvcha letzion berachamim. If you're going to change the Nusach, you're going to say Shoscha Levadcha B'yir HaNavoy, then you have to have Samach Lachasima Me'en HaChasima. You have to have something right before. So that is the practice here. So if you look in a city, you say B'Serav HaLachasim HaSeinu K'yolo K'kom, and then you say B'Sechazenu Einenu B'Shuvcha Letzion Berachmi V'Shom Na'avodcha B'yir K'me'yor L'Machshalim K'admoy Niyoyz Baruch Atah Hashem Shoscha Levadcha B'yir HaNavoy. Why do you change it? Because you're going to change the chasim shoscha levadcha b'yir HaNavoy, so you have to change the line immediately before the chasim is habracha to say b'sham navodcha b'yira, to say shoscha levadcha b'yir HaNavoy, the same phrase. But according to the Nusach HaGro, that you're not going to change the last line. The last line is going to say hamachzeh shchinasa letzion, so you say b'sham navodcha earlier. You say hamachzeh shchinasa letzion erech b'seidu habodi li v'shalayim b'sham navodcha b'yira k'me'ol l'machshalim kadmaniyos. Then you say, like always, v'sechazeno, inenu b'shuv chalitziyam v'rachvim, hamachzeh shchinasa letzion. You say v'sechazeno immediately before the chasima, because the chasima is going to be the same way that it always was. Anyway, so this bracha, whatever the chasima's bracha is, whether you say the chasima, for many years, I used to be the bal tefillah in the yeshiva for Musaf, once a year, achas bashan. I was bal tefillah for Musaf on Shavuos. Because everybody else was fast asleep, half asleep. So I used to daven v'anam. So I used to say the Nusach HaGro. So Rabbi Lipschitz always used to, Rabbi Lipschitz, the Chanavach, he used to give me a Yashikach. He gave everybody Yashikach. So he used to say Yashikach for the Nusach. because in European, in the Litvish yeshivas, they didn't do everything like the Nusach HaGro, but this they did. They didn't change the Nusach HaBroche by the Duchening. So he used to tell me, Yashkar from Davenin and Yashkar from the Nusach, that not to be Mishana the Nusach from Hamas L'Shkenos L'Tzim. But whatever the Nusach is that you say, if you say Shoschel Abadcha B'Yiranavod, or you say Hamas L'Shkenos L'Tzim, this bracha is called the bracha of Avoida. Here in this art scroll siddur, they have one word before every bracha, Ovis Gluris Kedushas Hashem, and so on, Shalom, Hoidoya. So that bracha is called the bracha of Avoida. So the Gemara has a din, if the Kohen was not Okar Raglov, he doesn't have to be already all the way in the front on the platform. He doesn't have to be on the bima, but he has to start going Chodsh. Has to be Okar Raglov, he has to start walking towards the place where he's going to Duchen before the Chazan finishes. Usually the minig is that the chazan waits with Ritzei. If you have a lot of kohanim and they didn't finish washing their hands yet, so the chazan waits, he doesn't start Ritzei until all the kohanim are on their way. But that's a new minig. Strictly speaking, the din is by the end of the bracha. Before the chazan finishes, whatever he's going to say, the kohanim have to already start going. Why should that be so? Why does the din require that kol koin shalayaka ragla ba'avoido shuvein oyle leduchen? Why does he have to start going up in the middle of this bracha, by the end of this bracha? So that's what the Keren Ayur explains in the Sefer on Saita. He says, because this bracha ba'avoido is what enables the koin to duchen, because he can only duchen at the conclusion of Hakrovas Kabbana Sibur. So when you say Ritzei, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept the Tfilos HaTzibur as if it had been a Korban Tzibur. This converts, so to speak, the Bracha Ritzei, the Bracha Vavayda, converts the Tfilos HaTzibur to a Korban Tzibur. So that's what enables the Kohanim to Duchen. And that's, in fact, Rav Shlomo Lev Vilna says, that's why we add on the Pir, V'serav Halacha Sirasenu, Ka'ola Ucha Korban. You're just repeating the same thing. The Piyut emphasizes this. Our prayers are Sirasenu. Our prayer should be pleasant, should be sweet and pleasant to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, as if we had brought korbanos. He's just spelling out what it means, Ritzei. Ritzei or Shelokeinu means Ritzui. Ritzui korbanos. You should accept the tefillah as if we had offered a korban. So you say, add on a piyut, the Seyar of Allah Hoseinu. It's not market. If you left it out, it's also good. But the idea of the piyut is that you emphasize this idea to enable you to duchen. So that's why the halacha requires, the Gemara says, the halacha requires that the kohen should be okar raglav. He should start walking towards the duchen before the chazan finishes this bracha of avoido. Yeah, what does the word duchen mean? The word duchen means a platform. Yeah. What's up this boy? Why do they stand on a platform? So this is a big machlekes achrayim. So some achrayim say that the boy should carry more, because the Gemara says that the duchening has to be b'kol rom. What says b'kol rom? How loud do they have to scream? So remember, the Rav pointed out, he thinks that it all depends how many people there are in the shul. If there are people all the way in the back, they have to scream loud enough that everybody should hear. If there's just a minyan mitzumtzum, everybody's standing up in the front, so they can whisper, as long as everybody hears. Kol Ram just means loud enough that the bracha should be chal on the people, they should hear. So the most of the Achrayim assume that the purpose of the platform is that the voice of the Kohanim should carry. That everybody should be able to hear. Several Svardish Achrayim, by the Svardish Achrayim, there's a popular notion, not all of them agree, quite a few of them say no, that the Duchen is Ma'akev, that if you don't have an elevated platform, even if the voice can carry, Al Pidin, they're not allowed to Duchen. So that's why by the Kosel HaMaravi, they have these milk crates, or they have elevated things. Whenever they have duchening, so the Kohanim stand up on these little platforms. I remember once, many years ago, I davened in Yeshiva Kol Torah. The Sfardim are more makbedana than the Ashkenazim, because by Ashkenazi Shiposkin, nobody says that it's ma'akev. And by the Sfardish, quite a few Achrayim say that it's likula. So I remember once I davened many years ago, 25, 30 years ago, I davened in Yeshiva Kol Torah, so they had on a Shabbos, so they had... They were duchening, so they had Sfardim and Ashkenazim duchening. They had both. So first they allowed all the Sfardish boys to walk up on the bima, and then there was a little room left. So then they had the Ashkenazim walk up also. The kpeda was because by the Sfardim they were supposed to hold that it's ma'akev b'dyeved. So they first gave them the first chance that they should walk up on top of the platform, and the others, there wasn't enough room, so the others didn't stand on the platform, so they just stood on a rug. in front of the Beis Medrash. It's still on the same ground level as everybody else. So that's why we call it a duchen. The word duchen in the Gemara language in Hebrew means an elevated platform, and that's the machlekes whether the duchen is miyakev or not. There is a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim where the pasuk says that the kohanim were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki bom baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did bechivas HaKohanim l'shor so, u'levarech bishmoy. He chose the kohanim and he endowed them with kedushas kuna to enable them l'shor so, to do the sheirus, the hakrovas hakarbonis, the service in the Beis Hamikdash, to do the avoido, u'levarech bishmoy, and to duchen as well. So the Gemara says that this is a hekish. The fact that the pasuk mentions two dinim, one next to the other, compares the two together. So you see that there's a comparison between Avodas HaKarbonis and Birchas Kohanim. With respect to what, do you say that there's a comparison? So the Gemara says that you need Amida. Just like Hakrovas HaKarbonis has to be done by Amida, if a Kohen, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, if a Kohen does the Avodas HaKarbonis in a sitting position, there's a din, no one is allowed to sit in the Azor. Ein yeshiva ba'azor, ela lemalchei beis dov levad. Even the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit in the Azor. The only one who's allowed to sit in the Azorah is a king who is from the Malchus Beis David. If he's Malchus Yisrael, also not allowed to sit. So that's another din. Learned that from a pasuk in Dira Yomim, I think. By Yeshu Shlomo Al Kisei Hashem. That only the Malchus Beis David are considered as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's representative ruling over Eretz Yisrael. The Malchus, the official Melech of Eretz Yisrael, is supposed to be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the official representative of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Melech from the Malchus Beis David. So he's allowed to sit because he's representing the Shekhinah. And no one else is allowed to sit in the Azara, even the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit. That's what it says in the Gemara. So no one is allowed to sit in the Azara, that's one din. But what if someone sat for the Eved? So he sat, so what can you do? But if he did Avodah, if it's a Kohen, and he did Avodah B'Yeshiva, so the Gemara in the Mishnah says, welcome, learn that from Sukkim, that if a Kohen does Avodah B'Yeshiva, the Avodah will be possible, and you have to start doing the Avodah all over again. You're not Yotze with that Avodah. So the Gemara says, just like you have such a din by HaKrovas HaKarbonis, so too the din carries over to Duchening. The Duchening has to be Bamida. Who has to be Bamida? The Kohen has to be Bamida, like the Kohen that does the HaKrovas HaKarbonis. So what about the Tzibur? The Tzibur also has to be Bamida. What do they have to do Bamida? You're going to say, Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara? No, we're not in the Azara. Why should, if it's really ma'akev, what kind of a din is it, likuva? I don't know. Why should there be a poskim who say we poskim and it's not ma'akev? So it's just that the voice should carry. But according to those who say that it is ma'akev, I don't know. It's a very good question. I don't know why those Svardish Acharim hold this ma'akev. I don't know. But what's getting back over here, what's the halacha that we have in Shulchan Aruch that the whole tzibur has to stand? For what an emtzach hazadin, the Kohanim have to stand because it's hukesh tesherus. Why does the tzibur have to stand? So the Rishonim explain, because the pasuk says in today Sadeh Kosavarchas Bnei Yisrael Amar Lahem. So we said the pasuk shat and the pasuk is Kosavarchas Bnei Yisrael, the Kohanim should give a bracha. Amar Lahem, the Kohanim should say the following psukim to the tzibur. Amar Lahem, the Kohanim should say to the tzibur. The Chazal gave an additional level of interpretation, kat teimor lahom. Amor lahem, when the Israelim request the bracha, then the Kohanim should give the bracha. But the Pshutu Shal Mikra doesn't mean like that. The Pashup Shat and the Pasuk is, Amor lahem, the Kohanim should give the bracha to Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara comments on that, Amor lahem, ko'odam ha'medaber el chaveiroi, that the Kohanim should give the bracha ponim keneged ponim to the Bnei Yisrael. In a lot of shuls, you'll see a lot of people are more women than men. Usually, they're so afraid to look at the Kohanim's hands, so they turn around. So the Gemara says that that's not right. The bracha has to be given ponim keneged ponim. If you turn around, you're not yotze. The Gemara says if somebody is not well and he doesn't come to shul, he davens at home. He is well. He's not well. They should all be well. He doesn't come to shul for a good reason, bad reason, whatever. Whoever doesn't come to shul, so the bracha is chal on the am sheba sodos. But the farmers, whoever doesn't show up gets the bracha. But whoever is in the shul and he doesn't bother to turn around, ponim keneged ponim to the kohanim, so the bracha is not chal on him. Shalom, let's say if he's on the side, the kohen is duchening, looking this way, and I'm standing on the side. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should turn over, face the kohanim. You shouldn't face mizuch. The kohen is facing mairav, and the balabatim are facing mizuch, and he's parallel to the kohen. So the Mishnah Berurah says he shouldn't face mizuch. He should turn around. and face the Karim. Everybody's supposed to face the Karim. Because the Pasuk says, Amor Lahem, Karim Hamadabra al Chavei, right? That it should be Panim Keneged Panim. In fact, I've Yankee Fenden.
The periphery is not good.
Periphery is good.
Everybody has to go to the center so they can face it.
No, no, they should face it. Turn.
As long as it turns.
You can stand on the side. But turn side.
Mizra.
No.
They're facing Mizra.
You shouldn't face Mizra. You should face. Yes, yeah, everybody should face the Kohanim.
Even though the Kohanim are not facing them because they are in the periphery.
Okay. Everybody should face the con. So that's where Rav Yankif Emden Chep is the minig. Rav Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, writes that a minig developed in his time that the Kohanim put a talus over their faces. There are two versions of that minig also. The Kohanim either put the talus over their faces or put the talus over their hands. The Gemara says that it's not proper to look at the hands of the Kohanim when they're davening. The real din is in the Beis HaMikdash when the Shechinah was sure on their hands. So it's not proper to look at the Kohanim's hands. And if one does look at the Kohanim's hands, so he may be punished because the Shechinah was sure. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says it's not really that bad, but it's still not proper. You shouldn't look at the hands of the Kohanim as the carryover of the Ikar really is in the Beis HaMikdash. In order to prevent people from looking at the hands, so the minhag developed that you cover up with the talus. Cover what with the talus? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes there were two minhagim. So he writes in Poland, the Mishnah Berurah lived in Poland. So he says in Poland, the Kohanim used to cover their face and their hands were exposed. They solved their problem. The Kohen doesn't want to look at his hands. So my problem is I covered my face, I can't see my hands. You have a problem now. The Tzibur is going to see my hands, so you give the Chanetzer. Close your eyes or put a talus over your face. In other communities, the minig was not, the Rabbi Yosef Kara doesn't have that minig, that the Kohanim cover their faces, that they should not look at their hands. Rabbi Yosef Kara writes, the minig was that the Kohanim covered their hands, so that the Tzibur shouldn't see.
Then the Kohanim would see their hands.
No. Yeah. Then you have the Kohanim have a problem, so then some of them put twice. They put the talus, goes down in between their face and their hands, and then it goes a second time over the hands. And other Kohanim don't have the talus straight. They don't have it go down twice. Talus goes straight from the head to the hands, and they close their eyes. That's the Kohanim gives a chanetz. Either they close their eyes. Kohanim are not supposed to look at their hands either when they're doing it. So either they have such a practice to have the talus go down twice, in between the face and the hands, and in between the hands and the tzibur, or they close their eyes and they have the talus going straight. That's the Kohanim have to figure out what they're going to do.
You can say that because of that, if you do that. And all the dinim, they got the deformed fingers. Don't apply.
Right, exactly. Right, so Rabbi Yankee Fenden, Shep is this minig that developed in the 1500s. So he says he thinks that it's a problem. When you talk to someone, Panim Keneged Panim, you don't wear a mask. He doesn't wear a mask and I don't wear a mask. Panim Keneged Panim means you should face each other. So he's not so happy about this minig that developed that the Rabbi Yosef Kara, that they have all over the world, that the Kohanim cover their hands or cover their face. He says it's going to be a problem of Panim Keneged Panim. Yeah, but the minig is that that we're mekel on that we do
what
consider that.
What is the problem of not seeing the hands?
So close your eyes. Don't
look.
Panim al Panim means without even closing your eyes.
No. That no one's machmer on that. Panim Keneged Panim means closing your eyes. No. But Rabbi Yankee Fenden is machmer. He thinks that putting a talus is a violation of the din of Panim Keneged Panim. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Once they covered over the hands, so you can look all you want, you can't see anything anyway. So the whole kpeda, the people turning around, what are they turning around? They can't see anything anyway. Unless they're going to walk under the talus. The little children are going to walk under the talus, so they're not allowed to go under the talus. But the adults who are standing from a distance, they can't see anything anyway, so what are they so concerned about?
Also, the women are standing behind the mechitza. Are they, how is their ponim or ponim there, if they're standing behind the mechitza?
They should face the direction.
Even though the mechitza blocks it?
Yeah. Either that, or maybe they're Amsha Basoras.
Yes.
Amsha Basoras are included in the bracha, even though it's not ponim keneged ponim. Those who are in the shul have to have ponim keneged ponim.
No.
I mean gloves to solve the problem. So no one says, okay.
No, but
wear gloves. No,
it's says, like avoided. But the avoiding rule says that one coin who wears gloves, then he was punished, was cut off his hand.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to have a chatzitza in between the klisha. But here, there's no chatzitza. Here he covers his hands anyway. They cover their hands anyway. So I call Panim. The Gemara does learn out that there is a din on Panim. Can I get Panim? The bracha should be mitzuref to the kohol. Like you need the kol rum. The kohen should say the bracha loud enough that everybody in the shul should hear. So there's another vote. He has to face the tzibur that the bracha should be chav. There should be a tziruf between the kohen hamavarech and the tzibur hamizbarech. Right, right. So that's what. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. So the Rishayim HaKodesh in the Shulchan Aruch, they say the Kohen has to stand because the Pasuk compares Duchening to Havaidah. The Kibam Bachar Hashem, the Shavus of the Baruch Bishma, the Kohen were chosen to do Sheiris, to do Havaidah, Hakrovus HaKarbonis, and to Duchen as well. So just like Sheiris, just like Hakrovus HaKarbonis is Bamida, so to the Duchening should be Bamida. But how do you know that Tzibur has to stand? What's the mark at all that Tzibur has to stand? So they explain, if the Kohen is going to be standing and the Tzibur is going to be sitting, this is considered a violation upon him, Keneged Panim. Because they're at a different level. I'm standing, he's sitting, so I'm talking down to him. Kohen Hamadabra El Chavera, Amor Lahem, like you carry on in conversation, see that we're both standing, we're both sitting. So since the Kohanim have to stand, so the Mele we require of the Tzibur that they should stand as well. Even though the Kohen is on a duchen, on a platform, still.
In certain shuls, the tzibur is higher than the Kohen. Because where they stand by the bima, in the shul goes up on the level, higher level, so it comes out sometimes that the tzibur is higher than
that. The whole concept of duchen comes from the Levium.
No.
From the Levium, it's not the main undermount.
All the duchen the Mishnah has, an erich in the Levium. The Mishnah erich says the Levium stood on the duchen by the Shira,
yeah. How did they get into the Kohanim and the duchen?
The Pashup shot is that the Levim stood on a platform that the music should carry. The sound should carry. So the Kohanim should stand on a platform when they duchen, so their sound should carry. That's the Pashup shot. The shot is the Sfardish Poskim came up with an einfall that the duchen is Likuvah. So why should it be Likuvah? Why should it be Likuvah? I don't know. The Pashta says we don't assume that it's Likuvah. But Atchila, they should stand on a platform. This is the Shaila. This Shaila is interesting. That the Mishnah Megillah says, see the Gemara in Tainus has a discussion. How far do you go with this hekesh? This pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, in the middle of Dvarim, that says the Kohanim were chosen, Kibam Baruch Hashem, the Sharsol, or the Baruch Bishma, they were chosen to do Avoida, the Sheiris, the Hakrovas HaKarbonis, and to Duchen. So that shows a hekesh between Avoida HaKarbonis and Duchen. So the Gemara says the hekesh applies to Amido, that's why you have to stand when you Duchen. The hekesh applies to Shasa Revias. A kohen who is a shiker, who drank schnapps or wine, is not allowed to do hakrovas hakarbonis. A kohen who drank is not allowed to duchen either. What about if a kohen is a balmum? A kohen is a balmum is not allowed to do avoid. That's possible. So a kohen is a balmum is not allowed to duchen. So the Gemara says, no, a kohen balmum is permitted to duchen. So how come, how you talking? We have a klal, ein hekesh lemachzo. Either there is a hekesh or there's not a hekesh. And the Yerushalmi adds on the end of Tainus. In the end of Tainus, the Mishnah speak about duchening several times in the day. Like Yom Kippur, how many times do you duchen? So it says the Kohanim duchen to Shacharis and to Musaf and to Neila. They duchen a few times a day. So the Rishalmi talks about some of the dinim of duchening. Because the Mishnah talks about duchening at the very end, the last parak in Tainus, Rishalmi picks up on the theme of duchening. So Rishalmi quotes this hekesh that duchening is like avoida. Rishalmi has another din. This already doesn't say in Babli. That just like Hakrovas Hakarbonis has to be Bayom, B'yom tzavosu lahakriv is korbanim. That's a pasuk also in Parshas Tzav. That all avodas adam. That there are avodas that are done b'layla. Haktoras chalovim ve'imurim is done b'layla. But avodas adam, shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. The dalar avodas adam, shchita kabbalah halacha zrika have to be done by yom. And on a korban mincha, there are four avodas that are parallel to the four avodas adam. The kmitza is parallel to the shchita. And then you do Kiddush HaKometz. After the Kohen does the Kmitza with his right hand, he takes the Kometz and he throws it. The Mincha has to be any Klisharis to begin with. And then the Kohen does the Kmitza with his hand. Then he takes the Kometz and he throws it into a second Klisharis. That's Kiddush. It already was Kaddish, but he's Mekaddish it even further. So he puts it into a second Klisharis. That's parallel to Kabbalah Saddam. Then you have parallel to Hailocha Saddam, Hailocha HaKometz to the Mizbeach. And then you have parallel to the Zrika Saddam, is the Haktoras HaKometz. So the Gemara in Soto, the Gemara that throws off in the second paragraph in Soto, quotes a long Tosefta, that there are Dalar Avoidas, there are four Avoidas that Kohanim do on all the Kabbanis Mincha, that are parallel to the Dalar Avoidas Adam. So the Dalar Avoidas Adam of all Kabbanis has to be Dafke Bayom, that's a Pasuk, Biyom Tzavoso, La'akriv is kodaneim. Similarly, the dalar avodas of a mincha have to be by yom. But many other avodas can be done by laila. So the Rishalmi in the end of Tainis sounds like it says, that's how all the Rishonim quote it. Rishalmi in the Tainis sounds like it says that l'shoras l'baruch b'shma, you can only duchen by yom. There's no duchening by laila. And even if you're going to daven the ila, usually daven Ne'ilah late in the day, and by the time the Chazan gets to the end of Ne'ilah, it's already the middle of the night time. So it says that the simple reading of the Rishonim, the way all the Balei HaTosfos is quoted, the Rishonim quoted is, you can't duchen balayla, there's no duchening balayla. They all quote the Darkei Moshe on the Tur quotes and the Maharil quotes. There was one place in the world where they used to duchen balayla on Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah, that was Frankfurt. And the Magen Avraham quotes, and he says the late Rishonim, the early Achronim, they were all upset about this. They said it's against the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is the favorite, the end of Tainis, that from the Hekish Lushos of the Baruch B'Shemo is Masher is Bayoim af Brocha Bayoim. The Bichos Kanan has to be Bayoim. The Minig is though, but in Frankfurt they did Duchen Balayla. They used to Duchen. You can do the question when you're supposed to daven Ne'ilah, but the question is if you finish, yeah, you can do it by yom. The question, but if you finish by Laila, do you duchen or do you not duchen? That's the shaila. So it's interesting.
No.
The Gemara gives a time why. So the Maharil comes to defend the Minhag Frankfurt, and he claims that the Yerushalmi never meant that. And it's interesting, the Shagas Aryeh has a whole sefer on Tainis called Gvuras Aryeh. He brings a very fascinating sefer. He goes through the whole Masechta, so whenever Rashi and Tainis add on one word, more than what it says in the Gemara, he brings on everything that Rashi. The Rashi and Tainis is not by Rashi, and the Tainis is also not a regular Tainis. So he brings on every word of Rashi and Tainis. When he gives a Pirush HaMilas, nothing to Dingza. Whenever Rashi and Tainis add on something over and above what it says in the Gemara, he brings on and he gives a different shot. So the very last piece, in the Gvuras Aryeh, in the Shagas Aryeh Sefer on Tainis, he also comes to defend the Minhag Frankfurt, and the Ksav Yad ends in the middle. So the printer says, Chaval al Davnin, he lost the rest of the Ksav Yad, but it sounds like he started to say the same as the Maharil, that the Halacha compares Duchening to Avodas HaKarbonos, Verzok that it's compared to Avodas HaDam. Avodas HaKarbonos in principle is kosher balayla. Yeah. The only thing that's no good balayla is Avodas HaDam, Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrikeh. And the Dalar Avodah is by Mincha that are parallel to the Dalar Avodah Saddam, but Haktoras Emurim, or Nisach HaYayin, or other things may be done by Laila. Other Avodahs may be done by Laila. So why should you compare Duchening to Avodah Saddam? Compare it to Ashar Avodahs that are kosher by Laila. So that's the Shita that they held from in Frankfurt, apparently. They held that the Yerushalmi never said that. It sounds like it says in Yerushalmi, so they reinterpreted Yerushalmi. It doesn't say that. But there is such a Hekish. The Babli and Yerushalmi both make a Hekish. The Kohanim were chosen to do Hakrovas HaKarbonis and to do Duchening, so we carry over all the dinim from Hakrovas HaKarbonis to the Duchening. So the Gemara in Tainis raises this question. If you're carrying over all the dinim, Laila in Amida in Shasa Revius, a Shikir is not allowed to Duchen, like not allowed to do Avodah. So what about a Balmum? Never heard of such a din of Balmum. It's not allowed to Duchen, it's not true. The Mishnah Megillah has Halacha. A kohen has mumen bepan of yada v'raglov. If he has mumen on his hands, or mumen on his face, or mumen on his feet, because they're supposed to take off their shoes before they go to duchen, and this is going to attract the attention of the tzibur, and they're going to start staring at the kohen. If he lives in the community, they know who he is. They're used to it already, so they're not going to stare at him. If he's rogel, then it's okay, he can duchen. But if they're not rogel, let's say they never saw his feet, he always walks around with shoes. He's missing a toe or something, missing a couple of toes or something. Or he has a wooden leg. He has a wooden leg, let's say. So everybody's going to start staring at the wooden leg because they normally see a shoe. Yeah. So if it's going to draw attention, we're afraid that the people are going to look at his hands, and they're not allowed to look at the hands of the Kohanim when they duchen, because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechinah Mishar in the hands. And that was a serious prohibition. So even Bigvul and outside of the Beis HaMikdash, also not proper to look at the hands of the Kohanim. So that's where Rabbi Yosef Kara raises the question. Now that they cover their hands, and no one can see the hands anyway, so in the case of Mishnah, he raised the question. Maybe since they cover their hands, and maybe the whole Gzeiras HaMishnah doesn't apply anymore. He's not sure what the din should be. By the time he wrote, that's what he writes in the case of Mishnah, the commentary on the side of the Rambam. Years later, by the time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, the Siyasev in the Shulchan Aruch, then he already decided what the din is, that it's okay. The Gzeres HaTanoim no longer applies Bizman HaZeh. That Bizman HaZeh, even a kohen has mumim b'pon of Yodav Raglav, is permitted to duchen, because what do I care? It's going to draw the attention of people. They can't see anything anyway because he has his hands all covered up. So that's what the Gemara in Tainis in the second parakeh Takashi just said. You have a hekesh. You're carrying over all the dinim from Avoida to Duchening. So how did you say a hekesh lamachza? Usually say ain't hekesh lamachza. So the Gemara figures out some kind of a biur. Why the hekesh has only been again to drinking wine and not been again to Balmum? Why? Because in this week's Sedra, in Parshas Nasai, the Parsha of Duchening is adjacent to the Parsha of Nazir. The Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So the Gemara dash in Smuchim, that just like the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so the Smichas HaParshias indicates how to darshan the Hekish and Chumash Dvar. That the Hekish, Lasharas of the Baruch Bishma, really goes on drinking wine and it doesn't go on Bamum. What kind of a cockeyed explanation is that? Yeah. But how do you know what to darshan the Hekish between Avodas HaKarbonis and Duchening with respect? What do you mean with respect to what? Ain't Hekish L'machza. It goes on everything. How do they make? There is a din. If you have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's called hekesh. What if you have two dinim and two psukim that are adjacent? That's called smuchim. So do you darshan smuchim? Does it mean anything or not? In Dvarim, in Chumash Dvarim, in Mishnah Torah, the Gemara says everybody agrees that you darshan smuchim. That's in Yevamos Daf Hey. What about Bereishis? This is in Bamidbar. What about in Bamidbar in Parshas Nasar? That it says Parshas Nazir right next to the Parsha of Duchening. So that's a machlekes Satanoim in Sanhedrin, and in the beginning of Yivam is like, hey, the Pashto says that we hold you don't darshan smuchim. The only place that darshan smuchim is in Chumash Dvarim. So what happened over here all of a sudden? The Gemara says the smuchim, the smichas aparshias of Nazir is next to Duchening. That indicates that the Hekish, L'shos of Rach Bishmo, goes on drinking and it doesn't go on Balmum. This is legitimate. So most of the Rishonim say the whole thing is all an asmachta mid rabbana. That the hekesh is nishken hekesh. If it would have been a real hekesh, then hekesh lemachza. All of the dinim, that the kohen shouldn't be a shasi yayin, all of these dinim that we compare the duchening to avoida, is all an asmachta mid rabbana. And the Rishonim quote, the Raivit holds not so. The Raivit holds not that this is a real bona fide Rosh Gemura, and that the nothing wrong with looking at his feet per se. The problem is if something is going to, no, we're not really worried about distraction. If something's going to draw attention, then we may start looking, staring at his hands. But if the hands are covered up, so there's no problem. You can't see anything. What is a problem is a different thing. What is a problem? Normally we have a klal in the Gemara. Whenever the Tanoi made a gzera derabanan for a specific reason, even if you live in a generation where that reason doesn't apply, you still say that's a davish of a minyan. The gzera de rabbanon still applies even if the whole reason doesn't apply. Even if you live in a generation, the whole reason doesn't apply. So what happened over here? The Tanoi made a gzera to Mishnah Megillah. A kohen sheyesh lo mumim b'pon of yad v'raglav is not allowed to duchen. So in the days of the Beis Yosef, the minig developed that they cover over their hands. So the whole time, a gzera doesn't apply. So the Beis Yosef came to, after thinking about it for 10 years, he wrote originally the Kes Mishnah, he's not sure whether the Din HaMishnah still applies. 10 years later, he writes in the Shulchan Aruch, he came to the conclusion, the Din HaMishnah does not apply. Who was the Bezdin who voted to throw out the Mishnah? He doesn't have a Bezdin. He didn't establish a Bezdin to decide that we're not going to observe the Din HaMishnah. He just says it falls off by itself. How can a Din fall off by itself? Isn't that a Dov Shebe Minyan? Tzach Minyanach HaLakiru. You need another bezin, maybe bigger, maybe you don't need bigger. That's a question whether you would need a bigger bezin, because the reason doesn't apply. Maybe you only need a bigger bezin to repeal the gzera if the reason still applies, and they don't like the reason. But if the reason doesn't apply, maybe not. But I'll call upon him, you need a bezin to repeal it. There never was a bezin to repeal it. That's a problem. That's a major problem. That's a major problem. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh addresses this problem. He's not talking about the... In the days of the Rosh, they didn't have this minik to cover the hands. This developed in the 1500s by the Beis Yosef, and then it spread all over the whole world. Just Rabbi Yankov Emden wasn't happy with it, but everybody ignored Rabbi Yankov Emden, and it's all over. By the Sfardim, by the Ashkenazim, everybody has the minik to cover the hands. But the Rosh has a different Tshuva in Hilchas Tzitzis. The Magen Avraham quotes from the tour, a Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh used to live in Germany. And then after they shepherded the Maram Rutenberg for so many years, the Matam Gitzapta Blut, they put him in prison in order to hold up the Jewish community for ransom. And then he said they shouldn't ransom him. He died in prison. He said they shouldn't ransom his body either. They should let him stay. So after the Maram Rutenberg died, so the Rosh realized that he's next. They're gonna arrest him and keep him in prison. So he ran away. So he ran away to Spain. So just then, right, so the Rashba passed away in Barcelona. So they appointed the Rosh. The Rosh took over the Rabbanis. They were contemporaries. They used to correspond to each other. They used to send each other letters. And then after the Rashba passed away, the Rashba took over after the Ramban passed away. He was a Talmud of the Ramban. After the Rashba passed away, so they appointed the Rosh. An Ashkenazi became the Rav in the middle of Spain.
Problem.
Yeah. So the Rosh came to Spain and he saw a Naya Minik that they used to wear tzitzis. They used to wear arba kamfis made from linen. What's this? What's so bad about that? There's one opinion in the Gemara, there's a machlekes hatanaim, whether silk or cotton beged is chayvin tzitzis ben atar only with the rabbanim. Some tanaim and some poskim and shulchan are called only beged samara, beged pishtim, only wool, or only linen are chayvin tzitzis ben atar. So what's wrong with the rabbi kamfis of linen? So the Gemara makes a gzera the rabbanim. The Gemara has a machlekes bisham and bisilo. And that's one of the cases where we pass like Beishamai. One of the unusual cases, the din is like Beishamai.
I know,
yeah, that the Gemara says they made it in the days of the Beishamai and the Beisilo, they used to put in tzitzis with trelis also. Now trelis is very expensive and it's very hard to get. It can only be made from the chalazim. And they used to have imitation trelis that was more easily available. The Gemara calls it kloilon, indigo, much less expensive. So they used to be fakers. They used to manufacture the imitation. They used to sell strings of chalas. And they said they used to package it. This is from the chalazim. They used to charge blood kosher prices. And it wasn't acceptable at all. The Gemara says it's ma'akid, even though it's the exact same color. The indigo with the chalas, the exact same color. But nonetheless, that's what it says. The Oruch is a dictionary from Ramnosa Miromi. He lived in Italy, so he wrote a dictionary. So he writes that the kilo elon is what we call indigo. We know the color of indigo, blue, dark blue. So the trelis is the exact same color as the indigo, but it's the trelis is from this fish, from the chalazim, whatever, from the snail, and the indigo is from a vegetable. So it's possible the trelis. So the Gemara says, if you're wearing trelis, has to be a specific color, and the string also has to be wool. If you have, let's say, silk strings and you dye one of them blue with the trelis, you're not yet to the mitzvah of trelis. It has to be wool, a woolen string. No matter what the garment is made from, the string of trelis, the lavan strings, the rest of the strings don't have to be wool. Whatever the garment is made from, so you can make strings. If the garment is silk, so the string can be silk. And if the garment is cotton, the string can be cotton. Whatever material is okay. But the trelis has to be, number one, woolen thread. And number two, has to be dyed this specific color from this source, from the chalazim. So the Shammai and the Beisilo saw that there were a lot of fakers around who were selling the pasul of imitation chalas. And if you put in on a beged of pishtim, if you have a linen garment and you put in chalas, so you make shatnas, because the string has to be tzemer. So it's shatnas. So if it's kosher with chalas, so it's permissible. That's the din. That's the derech alaysesi. The whole source of the institution of mitzvah says, derech mitzvah slaysay, is from the din of tzitzis. They have the two psukim one next to the other. It says you're not allowed to wear shatas, and it says you have to wear tzitzis, one pasuk next to the other. And that's in Chumash Devarim. So we darshan smuchim, one pasuk next to the other. The rest of derech alaysay, b'makam sheyef shalakayim shem, b'makam mitzvah you're allowed to. But if the trelis is imitation trelis, it's only indigo, the whole thing is a fake. Okay. So it wasn't, you're not gaining the trelis there. So there was no need to put in a string of Semer in the Beged Shal Pishtim, they could have put in all the Chutim, could have been Pishtim. Then a Shatan Shalom HaMakamitzvah. So the Shammai saw that there was so much fakerai going on. There were so many Pasul trailers being sold. So they made a Gzera Derabbanan that you're not allowed to put any tzitzis at all. and a baggage of Mishnah. You don't even put lavan. You don't even put lavan. There are 2 days in Taisus. One day in Taisus is the Gzeir, only ones you don't put chelus. The other day in Taisus is the generally accepted thing. You don't put any tzitzis at all in a baggage shell pishtam. Because we're afraid if you put in tzitzis, you may put in the chelus, and it may be possible chelus, and it will be an aveir of shaka. No, they made Gzeir, we don't allow you to.
No tzitzis at all.
If you wear a four corner garment of pishtam, of linen, you're allowed to wear a four corner garment of pishtam without putting on any tzitzis at all. With the Rabbanah, they said they relieved you. Yesh krafi al chachamim, laka dominator b'shevi al tasi. The Gemara says, like they tell you, don't blow shayf on Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is b'Shabbos, and don't shake a lulav when Sukkot falls on a Shabbos. And they told you, a beggar shall pishton, sadin b'tzitzit. Sadin means a beggar shall pishton, samach dal yudnun. So a beggar shall pishton is part of from tzitzit's period. That's all part of the din.
I think you don't have to put it on. Oh, the shofar, you don't even have to deal with the oil oiker.
Yeah.
But here it says you don't have to put on tzitzis, so don't put on the baggage either.
I mean, you're asking a kasha, this is Bekumbi Aser.
Right.
How are you allowed to put on, that's Taisis kasha. Yesh koyach and Yivomis, Dab Tzadik, so Taisis has the kasha, a little Taisis on the top of Amid Beis. So Taisis says, Yesh koyach, the achachomim is only, the chom have a power to tell you, don't do a mitzvah. Don't bring a carbon Pesach. Hagershin is Garbe Pesach, they tell you, don't bring a Pesach Rishon, bring a Pesach Sheni, don't bring a Pesach Rishon. But they say, don't blow Shofar, don't shake a lulav. How can they tell you you're allowed to put on a beged of four corners without putting on tzitzit? That's Bekumbi Aser. You're violating an Avera when you put on the four corner garment. So Tesis has the famous answer. There's no Avera to put on a four corner garment. Right, exactly. You're permitted to put on a four corner garment. When you put on the four corner garment, then you become chayiv to put on tzitzis. Kol zman that it's in the drawer, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. When you put on the beged, that's the heter. When you put on the beged, you become chayiv to put on tzitzis. So that's called shevi al tasa. The chacham tells you don't have to put on tzitzis. If you hold chayiv as mana, means so you should put on tzitzis
even if it's in the drawer.
The Gemara comes to the conclusion not a chavis man. I mean, what would the din be if it would have been chavis man? I don't know. Okay, it's a question. So the Rush writes, when Kozmani lived in Germany, the Balabatim all followed his din. No one ever wore an arba kamfis that was made from linen. They wore wool, they wore cotton, they wore silk. No one ever wore. He never saw an arba kamfis made from linen. He came to Spain. He was stunned. He sees all the balabatim are wearing linen arba kamfis. So he asked, how are you talking? It's against the din. The din is like the shama that you're not permitted to put on tzitzis on a beged shel pishton. So they explained to him, no, Rebbe. The whole reason for the bishamai that you're not allowed to put on tzitzis on a beged shel pishton is that a faker may sell you imitation tcheles, and you'll put it on, and you'll be over the aveir of shatnes, shalor b'makamitz. But no one has any tcheles anymore. So the whole time of the Gzeira doesn't apply, so the Gzeira falls off. So the Rosh says, he says, Givaldik, 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 he never Givaldik, chaps is famous. Then he says, aye, it's not Givaldik, it's not Hadovish of Eminion. He says, no, it's different over here, because there are two kinds of Gzeiras de Rabbana. Here they made a Gzeira de Rabbana to prohibit you from fulfilling a mitzvah. When they make a Gzeira to prohibit a person from fulfilling a mitzvah, so then you don't say it's a light look. If it comes a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, then the whole Gzeira d'Rabbanan falls off by itself. That's what the Rosh writes. And the Mogen Avraham quotes
it. I didn't catch it.
When they make a Gzeira d'Rabbanan, take for example, they made a Gzeira d'Rabbanan, you're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis. You're not permitted to carry in a Carmelis because you may carry in a Meshus HaRab. So what if you live in a generation where the Achrayin, where the Postman say, we don't have any Meshus HaRab anywhere in the world. We don't have any Meshus HaRab. So we say, you're still not allowed to carry in a Kamas. But it's not Shayach. It's a Gzeira. What can you lead to? Nothing is going to happen. No. They made a Gzeira. The Rabbanon said the Gzeira applies even if you live in a generation where the Tamak Gzeira doesn't. I like look. But what if the nature of the Gzeira, the Rabbanon was, Ba'akira's Dovim and Atar, they tell you, it says in the Torah you have to do a mitzvah. We tell you, don't do the mitzvah. Because. Violate the mitzvah. Because it is Chashash. So to be oiker a mitzvah, that's only calls man that the reason applies. Once the reason no longer applies, then the gzera falls off.
But it's even more.
We don't even go with smana zera.
What? Still applies. You can still be good. Right, we still can carry the rishis rabbin.
The Mishnah Berurah has that kasha. Mishnah Berurah has a two-line kasha and a blight-by kasha. How come the Gezerah still applies that you're not allowed to shake a lulav?
On Shabbos,
they're not allowed to blow shofar. If the post can say, "En lanim shusaram deraisa bizman hazeh," so why don't we say that the Gezerah should fall off by itself, blocked by a kasha? Two lines in a bir aloha. So people read the bir aloha. What's the problem? It's the Hadavish of Dominion, so when you're not allowed to tirah. No one ever. So the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah knew this. This rush, yeah. If the nature of the Gezerah was to be in violation of the mitzvah in the Torah, so then you don't say davish minyan tzach nirach latir. The rush doesn't explain it. The rush does not explain what's the difference. What's the difference? The Mishkanas Yankov explained it. Mishkanas Yankov has a tshuva. There was a whole din Torah. The background of the tshuva was the Hosam Torah between the Vilna publishers and the Slavita publishers. They printed a shas and they had a haskamah from the rabbanim. No one should be masikvul. No one should print another shas for the next 10 years to give them a chance to sell all their gemaras. So then they sold out all the gemaras way before the 10 years were up. So they were going to print another shas. They had the chayrim. No one's allowed to print another shas for 10 years. So the Slavita publishers heard about it. So they said, "What do you mean? The whole reason." The reason why the Chachamim give you 10 years no one else is allowed to print the Shas is in order to encourage people to print. What kind of a din is this? Bechal, no one's allowed to what? They have a copyright on the Shas. They didn't write the Shas. The answer is in order to encourage publishers to lay out money in order to make Svarim available. So they said no one's allowed to print this safer for the next 10 years to give the first publishers an opportunity to sell out, to break even and to make a little profit to encourage them to buy. But they sold out a whole Gemara's already. What, so they have a right? No one else in the world is allowed to print another shas. So the Rabbanim gave permission to the Slavit, the publishers, that they can print the shas also. So then they made a hold in Torah, so they told other Rabbanim, said, no, they have no right to. The Vilna publishers got their rights and the privileges, so it was a hold in Torah. So it was all machlekes. Rabbi Kivega was involved, Rabbi Shleimega was involved, Rabbi Kivega was angry and he cursed them. Why they said Rabbi Kivega was senile and his son Rabbi Shleimega got the mongedrei. And he wound up his father to Paskin against the Chassidim. It was the Vilna publishers were Misnagdim and Slavita were Chassidim. That was the Oynish. That was supposedly that was all part of this. That's how it all started. But so the Mishkanas Yankiv, that was also had to do with the curse. He gave them he cursed him and he cursed back. Everybody was cursing back. It was a pillar digger's up. So part of this whole din Torah was that the Mishkanas Yankiv was also involved in this din Torah. So he wrote a tshuva about the topic of this din when the Chachamim make a gzeira, not the Tanoim made a gzeira. The Chachamim in his generation made a gzeira. No one else should print the Shas for the next 10 years. The Tamak Zaire, this is that Kira's Dalman Atar. No one should print the Shas. Why shouldn't you encourage more people to print Shas? So you have a right to the Yoyka Dalman Atar, Bishavi Al Tasa. No one else should print. But it's only when the reason still applies to encourage him. But if the reason no longer applies, then you don't see Dovish Adminyan Tzach Mirach Latir of Takira's Dalman Atar. So that's the gist of this tshuva about the Chayram against printing the Shas. And he quotes this Shuvah Sarash, but then he explains it. Not Stam Achok, he explains it. He says, why is there such a din b'chalal? The Dov Shemimin Yitzach Me'erach Latir. If the Tanoi made a Gzeir Darabana for a certain reason, it comes a generation, the reason doesn't apply, so the whole Gzeir Darabana shouldn't apply. Why are you so insistent? You have to observe the Gzeir even if it comes a generation when the reason doesn't apply. So he explains, simply, call the Tikkur Rabbanon, Kein Deraisa Tikkur. What's the din on the level of the Raisa? You have a mitzvah in the Torah, and you get all the Rabbanim get together, they have a conference, and they figure out what's the reason for the mitzvah. Let's say it says in the Torah, Sachbol Beged Almona. If I lend $1,000 to the Almona Nebuchad poor lady, I lend her $1,000, I'm not allowed to take her clothing as a mashkin. What could possibly be the reason for this? So the Gemara says, simple, we understand why. Why is she borrowing money? Nebuchad Vista Almona, she has no money. So she's going to give me her dress. She only has one dress to wear. So the Torah says that if the loiva needs the beged back by yom, or she gives me the pajamas as a mashkin, so when she needs the pajamas back at night, I have to give it back the pajamas. If she needs the dress back by yom, I have to give it back the dress. So imagine the case. the fella lent money to the almana, and he took pajamas as a mashkin. So then she's going to call him up at 12:30 at night. She wants to go to sleep. She wants her pajamas. But he says, I want back another mashkin. So she says, okay, I'll give you the dress that I was wearing in the daytime. So he's going to go to the almana's home, ring the bell, stand there. He's going to give her her pajamas. She's going to be standing on the other side. She just took off the dress. She's undressed. She's going to give him back the dress. So he's going to walk home in the street with the dress. Then she calls him in the morning. She has to go work for a living. She calls him in the morning at 7:30. She needs the dress back. So he says, but I want the pajamas back as a mashkin. So she's going to take off the pajamas, stand on the other side of the door. He's going to give her the dress through the crack in the door. She's going to give him the pajamas. So the neighbors are going to say, it's a priestess. Look what's going on over here. The rich man is having an affair with the almana. So we understand very well why there's a din l'sachar beg an almana. But Rav Shimon tainus, Rav Shimon bar Yochai tainus. But what happens if the almana is an almana ashira? It's not stama vista almana. It's Mrs. Gimbel's and Mrs. Macy's. And he lent her $1 million and she gives him 5,000 dresses. She's not going to need the dresses back. She has another 5 million dresses in the store. She gave dresses. She has loads and loads of dresses from the store. So Rav Shimon says, if she's an almana ashira, and the whole issue is not going to plug. An almana ashira?
She needed cash.
But if it happens, but what's the din if it does happen? So Rav Shimon says that it's permissible. That the whole prohibition of Sakhal Begin Amona goes with the reason. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. And we don't task him like Rav Shimon. We task him Loi Dashin and Time of the Krok. Even when you can ascertain what the reason for the mitzvah is, and you have an instance where the reason doesn't apply, so the din derais is a loi flu. So the Mishkan of Siankim says that's the reason why, called the Tikkur Rabbanan Kein derais of Tikkun, that's the reason why when the Chachamim make a Gzera de Rabbanan, because of a specific reason, and it comes at an instance, comes a generation, where the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera de Rabbanan still applies, similar to the Dinam Deraisa. But the Dinam Deraisa that have a reason, the Din Deraisa still applies. But once in a long while, you have a Din Deraisa where the Chumash has the Din, and it gives you the reason right next to the Din. Yeah. Take for example, it says, Layabalo Nashim, Lo Yaseres Levavah. The Melech is not allowed to marry too many wives because it's going to be bad for his Yirah Shemayim. So what happens if he marries, each wife is more frum than the other wife. All frum or wives. Very, very, very frum. So one Tana says in the Mishnah that it's permissible because the Chumash gives the reason. It's not that we came up with the reason. What's the difference whether we came up? If the Chumash has the din stam and it doesn't say the reason, then it's a light plug. If the Chumash says, then it's not a light plug. The tam of the din is written right next to the din. Okay, so we hold that Loyasa is Levava is not the reason for the din. We hold Layabala Nashim is one Iser, Loyasa is Levava is another Iser. He's not even allowed to marry one wife if she's not true. And Layabala Nashim doesn't have any reason. It's done. We can shteisachan on our own what the reason is. But that's not considered the reason right next to the law because Loyasa is Levava is not the reason for the prohibition of Layabala Nashim. Yeah. But if you would have a pasuk like that you have a law and a chumish, and it says the reason right next to the law, the tam ad-din is incorporated in nusach of the din. So whenever the tam doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. So the Mishkan Es Yankim says the same is true called the Tikkur Rabbanan, came the Rais of Tikkur. When the Chachamim make a Gzera de Rabbanan, and they incorporate the tam ha-gzera into the nusach ha-gzera. They say, you're not allowed to do this because of this and this reason. 99% of the time, they're not going to say the reason. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, when an Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim, would make a Gzerah, the Rabbanim, they wouldn't divulge the reason for the Gzerah for a whole year. Treisa Yachi Shatah, for 12 months they wouldn't say the reason. You're going to say the reason, so every time Dick and Harry will decide, that doesn't apply to me. I know when it's also as mutter, so I'm allowed to violate the thing. So they would never divulge the reason for the Gzerah, the Rabbanim.
The Carmelites, the divorce the reason. You're not allowed to carry in the Carmelites because maybe you'll go to a Shetzorah.
Yeah, but that's
not a Shetzorah.
The Gemara says that's the reason, but that's not part of the Nusach HaGzeira. We can understand on our own that's the reason. But they never said it's forbidden to carry in the commons, maybe you'll carry in the Shetzorah. That's what we know on our own. They just said you're not allowed to carry in the commons. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv says, when do you say they have a right to make a Gzeira Derabbanan and they don't explain the reason for it? They can maybe say, you're not allowed to carry in the commons. They can do that shtick, they can make a gzera abom without saying the reason, cause mine it's not against the mitzvah in the Torah. But it says in the Chumash you have to wear tzitzis, or it says in the Chumash you have to shake a lulav, it says in the Chumash you have to duchen. The Chacham are going to say, we don't allow you to duchen. The Kriya Datit, we don't allow you to duchen. How can they make such a thing? We don't allow you to duchen. So when they want to make Gzeir Bakira's Dovman Atur, then they have to incorporate the Tama Gzeir into the Nusach Gzeir. They have to say, we don't allow you to wear tzitzis, lest it'll be imitation cheles, and you'll be in violation of Shatnas. So since the Tama Gzeira was incorporated into the Nusach HaGzeira, then it's not going to be a light plug. So that if you live in a generation where the Tama Gzeira doesn't apply, so the old Gzeira doesn't apply. Lulav also. So that's why the Mishnah Brewer was bothered with the Kasha, and he didn't know what there is. What kind of a Kasha is it? He asked Akasha, Bizman is there, there's no Shisra Am Deraisa. In fact, Akasha, why do we still have the practice of not blowing shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and not shaking the lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? What kind of a kasha is that? It's a davish of a minyan. They made a gzera d'rabbanan. So even if you live in a generation where the tama gzera doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. So what was the kasha that the Mishnah Berurah asked him? Mistama, that's the kasha. This gzera is bakira's davman atera. Whenever the gzera is to be in violation of a mitzvah, so the tama gzera must have been incorporated into the nusach gzera. So if you live in a generation where the tam doesn't apply, so the whole zera shouldn't apply.
And maybe the whole Enina Rosh Hashanah that doesn't exist today is not an absolute impossibility. There is no Rosh Hashanah. If we have Rosh Hashanah in Tessayinamu, you will have a Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. Kasha is not so schwer also. Kasha is not so schwer to begin with.
The thing with tzitzis, if you wear linen and you have only white wool, is that okay? What you say
when they made the Gzera Derabbanan, they Shammai made the Gzera, you're not allowed to put tzitzis in a Beged Shel Pishta.
Right.
So Tosis has two pshat and Manad Gemara and Menachos and Perat Tchelis. Did they only prohibit putting on Tchelis? Or did they even prohibit putting on any tzitzis at all? So we have accepted that opinion of Tosis. You don't put any tzitzis at all.
Yes, so therefore he shouldn't. Their reasoning wasn't a good reasoning what they gave in Barcelona to the Rosh.
Why?
Because they were wearing tzitzis without chelis, they were wearing just white tzitzis.
Yeah, but they argued, no, they argued that gezeira only applied in the tkufa, in the historical tkufa, where there was chelis. Uh-huh, so if you'll tell the people only put love on and don't put chelis, next thing you'll know they'll put in chelis, and they'll have imitation chelis, and they'll be over on shakas. But if you live in a door that is not shak, no one has any chelis. No one has any chelis, so the whole gezeira doesn't apply. So that, v'lochere, that shuvas harosh is the explanation for this Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says that bizman hazeh, that the Kohanim all cover their, if you live in a Medina where the Kohanim cover their hands. In Poland they didn't cover their hands. Poland, the Mishnah Brewer, right, they cover their faces and their hands were exposed. But if you live in a Medina where the Kohanim cover their hands, then the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch writes that the whole Gzeira doesn't apply. Even Balimum if upon of Yad Baraglav are permitted to duchen. So that's the Pella, how can it be? But it's a Dovish of the Minyan, so the answer is because it's Bakira's Dovim and Atera. Whenever they made a Gzeira to tell you not to fulfill a mitzvah, the Torah says you have to duchen, and the Chachamim make a gzer, we don't allow you to duchen, so that gzer is only called zman, that the tam gzer is still applied. If you live in a generation where the tam doesn't apply, so such a gzer that's in violation of the laws of the Torah, the gzer falls apart by itself.
But now, so yeah.
Nila, Balayla, yeah. The rest of Germany, they did not duchen Balayla, only in Frankfurt.
My question is,
those who were against you, how do they reconcile the fact that it was incorporated into the Davening, because many communities finished Nila Bayom in the daytime. That's what Rabbi Hirsch did. When Rabbi Hirsch was the rabbi of Frankfurt, so in his community they duchened by Nila, but he was Choshesh. He wasn't a Yeket, he was from Hungary. So he was Choshesh for everybody else's sheet to say. He made them finish Nila, the Chazan finished before the Shkia, and the Kohanim Duchen Nibodyo. But then you have 45 minutes. So their minig is that they say Avinu Malkeinu line by line, so that takes already 15 minutes. And then he always used to hold the Drasha. He would hold the Drasha after Kaddish Tiskabel, after Nila, before Behurachim, before Meirav, until Yom Kippur, he used to hold the Drasha for another 20 minutes.
Wait for him to finish.
Yeah. So when it would be the Zman, then it would start. All the shuls, our practice is that right after Nila, you blow shofar and you start davening Meirav.
90% of the shuls will say you can duchen right towards the end of the millennium, it's usually at night time.
Well, most of the shuls don't do it.
Yeah,
we don't. We don't.
You don't have Kohen Incorporated, correct?
Yeah.
Why is it there? Because you should be talking about the other, so we said anyway. If they're
obeying
against
Duchen,
they
shouldn't have
that. Like Marit. We don't put the Sias Kapayim in the Dab increment, so because you don't say.
Yeah.
If they're so against saying it to me, then why is it printed in the Tzidah?
No, no.
Just give cash. If they would finish kneeling, everyone would do it. There's no problem.
Yeah.
The practice, the Gemara says that the practice is the Kohanim before they start to duchen say a bracha. So the Kohanim recite the bracha. They don't say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivorot. They say Asher Kedushanu b'kashas v'shalah harog. Just like if a kohen eats truma, so he says Asher. The Rambam on the last page in the Hilchos Trumas writes when the kohen is about to eat truma, he says Asher Kedushanu b'kashas v'shalah harog. Or the Tosefta quotes the dinim of the Kohanim would be in the Beis Hamikdash. They would do the avodas. They would do Kabbalah Saddam, Halacha Saddam, Zvika Saddam, whatever avodas were done by the Kohanim. So every step of the way, they would say Abracha Shekudishanu B'Kedushas Shushalar V'Tzivan while Kabbalah Saddam. They would say the Nusach like that. So there is a strange Gemara in Megillah and Abchav Chefs, Abchav Zayin, Chav Ches. So the Gemara speaks. The students had a conversation with different Tanoim and Amoraim, who lived to a very ripe old age, so they asked each one in the Banei HaRachta Yomi what they assumed they must have fulfilled some Midas Chassidus or another in which chus they was echet to such an Arichas Yomi. So one of the Tanoim says Banei HaRachta Yomi, because whenever they called upon me to Duchen, I would always say the Bracha Shekedishanu B'Kedusha Asu Shalaram before I would Duchen. In Brochus, they said, I don't remember from Megillah. I don't know, maybe it's in Brochus also.
Yeah.
So the Meiri HaMegillah and Av Chav Ches is bothered with the Kasha. What's the Midas Chassidus? The Halacha requires Kol HaMitzvos Kulam Mevarech Aleihem Ovel Las Yosem. So why was he Zecher Tarich HaSyamim? Everybody has to say a Brocha before you do a Mitzvah. So the Meiri has an interesting suggestion that's really a big Machloikis. The Magen Avraham quotes Machloikis Afroinim. What the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third Perek, that the Kohen is only obligated to Duchen once a day, every day, even if they call upon him a second time to Duchen. Not Mechayv, he does one thing, he doesn't have to. So the Mishnah records that the Kohanim Duchen by Shachris and Duchen by Musaf. We don't have that meaning. We only Duchen on Yontav, we only Duchen by Musaf, we don't Duchen Shachris and Musaf. But in the days of the Tanoim, it says that you Duchen Shachris and Musaf. So what kind of a din is that if the Gemara says you only have to Duchen once a day? So the Karinari writes on the Gemara in Nazir when he's talking about the duchening, he said that's a takana midirabana. Minatayre, once they called upon him to duchen, shachashayin obgid duchen, he does have to duchen again a second time. They made a takana, if he wants to, he may, voluntary. So midirabana though, they made a takana, if you're in the minyan and you're duchen by shachris, we require of you to duchen by musav as well. What if, let's say, by yas? We only duchen by musav, most of the shuls. So sometimes there's a little shtiebel in the neighborhood where there is no coin. Well, the Kohen went away. So they call upon a kohen who already duchen in the early minyan. He should come back after benching. He should come and duchen by them by Musa. So when the Magen Avraham has a machlekes achrayim, he's not mechuyev to duchen a second time in the same day. Not minatara, not midrabbanan. If you're davening in a minyan and you duchen by shachris, you have to duchen by Musa. That says in the mission, that's a takana midrabbanan. So takana midrabbanan. So you say a bracha before you duchen by Musa also, just like you said a bracha before you duchen by shachris. But if you already duchen musaf in the one minyan, then you're coming back to duchen a second time musaf in a different minyan, you're not obligated, not minatara, not midirabbanan. If you want to gezuntahet, you can duchen. So the Magen Avraham quotes the machlokes achrayim in such a case, does the kohen say the bracha, asher kedushanu b'kedushas v'shalar v'tzivonu? Thus is v'tzivonu. He's not mechuyev, not minatara, not midirabbanan. Maybe he can't say v'tzivonu.
If you blow shofar again, you make a bracha.
If you blow shofar again on behalf of somebody who wasn't yotze yet, he right. So the person who didn't hit kiyas is taka mechuyev. So I say b'tzivano for him. He should really say the bracha b'tzivano. So the minig is that the Baal Tekeah says it. Yeah, but really he's mechuyev. But over here, by the duchening the second time, the kohen is not mechuyev at all. So, no, the pashtus is the chiyuv duchening is only on the kohen. He says, "Asher kedushanu There is such an opinion that the tzibur has a chiyuv to get the duchening, but the tzibur never says a bracha. Tzibur never says a bracha when they hear the duchening. So even if you should assume like that opinion, the Yireim has such an opinion that the tzibur is mechuyev to get a bracha. Yeah. So the bracha is only recited when on the part of the kohen. The kohen. So the shaila is if the kohen is duchening a second minyan, musaf, trying to duchen by musaf. He's not even mechuyev in the rabban. So the Magen Avraham has a machlokes. In such a case, should the kohen say a bracha or not? How can he say the tzibur? So the Meiri, who preceded a few generations, quite a few centuries before the Magen Avraham, so the Meiri said that's the pshat in the Gemara, that this Tana said they asked him, "Ameh harachta yamim? Why was he zechut and arichas yamim?" So he says because he always said a bracha before he duchen. In fact, Akasha, of course, he said bracha before he duchen. So he says it means that he duchen that tzveitem all by a tzveitem minyan. He's not mechuyev ben atar, he's not mechuyev derabbanan, and that was his midas chasidus. Magen Avraham has 2 days if you're allowed to say a bracha. So he says that was his midas chasidus that he said a bracha. It's a little funny. It doesn't say in the Gemara like that.
What should a kohen do today? Let's say a lot of towns they come down to 1 minyan and then they go back to their minyan.
The minig is like the Miri that they do say bracha. The minig is like women say bracha when they shake a lulav.
Yeah.
It's not vitzivano, it's not minatar, it's not midirabana. Still, they're doing a kiyum mitzvah when you volunteer a mitzvah that you have a kiyum, so you say bracha vitzivano, even though it's not really mechuyev, even though you're not mechuyev. So the minig is that the kohen v'duchen is the second time by another minyan, by musaf, does say the bracha v'tzivon. So this gemara is a modern gemara. That gemara with the nearest pshat is a very difficult pshat. So the netziv was the Rosh Hashiva and Balazhin. So the netziv in the shiurim on this gemara, Megillah, Dab Chav Ches, gives an original interpretation. That he says that he was always careful to say a bracha. He was always careful to say the bracha before the duchening. What do you mean? Why is that a midas chasidus? So he develops the whole theme. He quotes a balamor in Rosh Hashanah, and he quotes a Rabbeinu Yoin in the first daf in brachas, where he says like this: when does the din require that one should say a bracha before performing a mitzvah? That's only if the mitzvah itself is not performed in the nusach of a bracha. Let's say when we recite Birchas Hamazon, so we don't say a bracha in advance, Asher Kedushanu Levarach Al Mitzvahnu Levarach Al Hamazon. Or when you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, Kiddush is a mitzvah to recite Kiddush, but you don't recite a bracha Asher Kedushanu Mitzvahnu Levarach Al Kadeshas Al Shabbos before you say the Kiddush. Whenever the mitzvah itself is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, you don't have an additional bracha Birchas Hamitzvah in advance. Not only that, not only if the mitzvah itself is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, the Balamor in Rosh Hashanah adds on, if the mitzvah is fulfilled in the framework of brachas. So the Balamor says that the Zman HaTalmud, that they used to blow only in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, they didn't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyas the Miyushav, they didn't blow before the Shtilas Shmanes. The first Tkiyas began in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So the Balamor says, the Zman HaGemara, there was no bracha Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzvanu Lishmaya Kol Shofar. That bracha was instituted later. When he says in the days of the Gaonim, when they instituted to start blowing shofar before the Shmon Esrei, because he said, in the Gemara you have tkiyas the miyushim, he has a whole different shot. Balamor says tkiyas the miyushim means the tkiyas in the middle of the Shmon Esrei, and tkiyas the miyushim means the tkiyas at the end when everybody's walking, when everybody's folding up the talesim and walking around. That's me'umad. They're all walking home. So the Balamor claims that the Zman HaGemara, they still didn't blow shofar before Musaf. They only blew in the middle of Musaf and after. He says, when did this practice begin, that you blow shofar before you start the daven Musaf? This started in the days of the Gaonim, when they instituted Piyutim. So the Shmon Esrei is going to take forever. So some of the people will not be able to last so long. They're going to leave in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz. So they're going to miss the Tkiyah, so they instituted Tkiyah before Musaf. So that if the people leave, they should chach b'yotze, but the Tkiyah that you blow before the Shmon Esrei Musaf. So the Balmor says, in the days of the Gemara, when they only blew shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, so there was no Birchas HaMitzvah. Why? Not only if the mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, is there no takanas chachamim to require Birchas HaMitzvah, even if the mitzvah is fulfilled in the framework of a series of brachas. The Shmon Esrei, the Chazaras HaShatz, is a series of a whole bunch of brachas. It has 9 brachas. The Malchus Reina Shofar has 9 brachas. The first 3 brachas, the brachas, Malchus Reina Shofar. So since the tkiyas were instituted in the middle of the framework of all the brachas, So no Birchas HaMitzvah is required. That's like saying a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kiddush, Birchas HaMitzvah on Bench. So the Netziv says, where is the proper location for Duchening? In the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, we just explained. That when the Chazan says Ritzei, he succeeds in converting the Tfilas HaTzibur into a Korban Tzibur. And then at the conclusion of the Akrabas Korban Tzibur, then the Din requires that that when the Tzibur call upon the Karim to Duchen, that they have to say the Birchas Karim, they have to Duchen. So since the Takanas Chachamim is that you're supposed to have Duchening in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, it's like Tkiyas in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So he says, Mi'ikar HaDin, there's no need for a Brocha at all. That was the Midas Chassidus that the Tana says.
Others did not make a bracha. He did.
Right. Everybody else did not say a bracha. Yeah. So he prabbed a Midas Chassidus and he did say a bracha. And what is that talk all about? What's the thing of the bracha? If there's no takana, if there's no requirement, it should be a bracha about Tola. So that the Achrayim say the Netziv already doesn't finish the whole vart. He just says a half a vart. So that the other Achrayim before the Netziv, they add on, that whenever one is about to give a bracha to a basal adam, the correct thing is he should first offer a bracha to the Rabbanu Shel Olam and then give a bracha to the basal adam. The Gemara says that Malki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, gave a bracha to Avram Avinu first, Baruch Avram Lekel Yon, and then he said, Baruch Kel Yon Shemigin Sarachav Yodecha. So a lot of Achrayim say that it's not proper. If you say L'chaim, L'chaim, and then you say Shahakolo, whatever, Bar Piagofen, so first you sing a bracha to Abbas of Adam, L'chaim, L'chaim, and then you say Bar Piagofen, a bracha to Rabbanu Shalom. So several Achrayim, the Kafachaim quotes, and others quote, but the correct thing is you say Shahakolo, Bar Piagofen, you take a sip, and then after you gave the bracha to the Rabbanu Shalom, then you give a bracha to the Abbas of Adam, L'chaim.
If you're getting something from somebody, it doesn't make a famous for you first. If it's yours, you give Hashem Zvura first. But if you're receiving something from another person, maybe then you say Shvaya first to the person who gave it to you, who gives it to you, and then to Hashem Zvura.
Okay. Okay, could be. So what about over here? Let's say, what about over here? When the Kohanim are about to give a bracha, Yivarech Hashem Yishmarecha. So they're going to give a bracha to Abbas of Adam. So the Zoya says, whenever you want to give a bracha to Abbas of Adam, the Acheretz dictates that you should introduce it first by giving a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So true, mitam, takonas, chachamim, kol ha-mitzvahs kulam, mevarach aleim, boivu la-siyosam, the Kohanim are not obligated to say a birchas ha-mitzvah in advance. But this Tana felt, this hargosha from the Zoya, that it's not proper, it's not the Acheretz to give a bracha to Abbas of Adam without first introducing by giving a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's why he said, that's why that was his Midas Chassidus, that he said the bro. And today, everybody follows this Midas Chassidus that the Tana had.
The end of the book is from the Nesra, when you say, Shamiya Tefillah, doesn't that mean that I bless God who gives a bracha, or it's a request?
Shamiya Tefillah? No. The one who is Shamiya Tefillah? No.
I'm saying, I thank you for listening because you are a person who wants to listen.
Right. Shmako Leinu is a bakosha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen. That's a praise. Right.
Has different meanings before by Zimra Zimra or by Echad Zimra has a different meaning. One is that it's a bakosha and one is that it's a shvach.
Shevach. The bakosha pshat is that it's a shevach.
So Shemiah Tefila is also shevach, no?
Yeah. So Chasima, Shemiah Tefila is a shevach. Okay, Lemaisa, our minig is that we only duchen by yontif, but it's not really a din of yontif. It's not in the kitzur shulchan aruch. You have all the dinim of duchening in hilchas yontif. In the big shulchan aruch, it's in every day. Right, it has nothing to do with the yontif. Yes, yeah. But our minig is that we only say on yontif.
Okay. My friend Yossel Engel said.